manager is putting you in your fucking place. Tell them. And you know what? At the end of the day, Michael, I feel sorry for you, Michael. I feel sorry for you, Michael. You know why? Because at the end of the day, I know this ain't your fault, Michael. I know what these landlords and these managements do. Okay? I've worked for multiple landlords and managements myself. And they all do fucked up shit. They all do fucked up shit. And they also make you sign disclosure agreements sometimes where you can't talk about what's going on in the building with anybody in the building that lives in the building. I know what the fuck it is, Michael. So you know what? I'm gonna apologize and say sorry because I feel sorry for you. I feel sorry that you're the one here right now that gotta take this shit. But at the end of the day, you already know that what you're doing ain't right. You know that what you're doing isn't right, and you know that I'm right. You know that I'm right. You know that I'm right, and I feel sorry for you. I feel fucking sorry for you, because you know that I'm right, but you're following the wrong people. You should not be working for A&E. You should not. You should not. Do you see their Google reviews? They got 1.5 stars out of 200 reviews. 200. All right? You got people moving out of this building because they can't take it no more. They can't keep complaining anymore. People won't do what I'm doing. You understand? They won't do it. This is what it takes. And I feel sorry for you, Michael. I feel sorry for you, Michael. Where the fuck do you live? Long Island? Huh? You live in Long Island or something? I feel sorry for you, bro. Because if you come from any type of poor neighborhood, okay, projects or anything like this, like I do, you would not be doing this. You would not be standing up for a landlord that is not doing the right thing. You would be here for the people. But guess what? Nobody fucking knows you. You understand? Nobody knows you over here, and that's for a reason. That's because your ass isn't over here. That's why. You come here once or twice a week, you pencil push, and you fucking leave. All right? That's what the fuck you do. So I feel sorry for you. I feel sorry for you. I feel sorry that you're representing such a piece of shit management. I feel fucking sorry for you. But at the end of the day, you're gonna get it. You're gonna fucking get it. Because you wanna act like this? You know what? You could have spoke to me. Regardless of how I'm talking, you could have spoke to me. And I would have gotten calmed down if you would have spoke to me. But instead, you wanna act like a fucking asshole. You wanna act like a fucking asshole.
Mark my words, I'm not one of these people that talk
call up. That's why the cops ain't coming. That's why the cops ain't coming. Because they know what the fuck is going on over here. You fucking retard. You fucking dummy. You think I'm going to leave this fucking office? I'm not going to leave this office until I have to. Because I know your bitch ass is going to come and fucking try to lock the door over here. You understand? I'm staying right here. I'm staying right here. Staying right here. Motherfucker. And I got it all on tape. Everything I just said to you, I got it on tape. Fucking bitch. Make you quit, Michael. I'm gonna make you fucking quit. You understand? Let's go. I'm gonna make sure this building gets violation. recorded. I want to be recorded.
Ma'am, how can you help?
Yes, I'm a resident here.
Ma'am.
Okay, sir.
Ma'am.
Yeah. Can I speak to you outside?
Yeah, he called.
All right, let me speak to him outside, please. Thank you.
I'm on the phone with 311.
Good. How are you? Yeah, what's going on? Sorry, let me just try this.
I say you're an illegal case. Fuck you! Fuck you! I know landlord trying to move that shit, you fucking piece of shit. You're even more of a piece of shit than what I already thought you were, you fucking liar. Fucking liar. To know what's going on over here, right?